Today's daf for the second chulin is daf kuf chaf, and we got right up to the two dots, and we're holding by the word in our Mishnah, v'harota, about one third of the way down. V'harota. What exactly do you mean by rota? What is the sauce? Omar Rava, it's the shumna. It's like the sauce, the fat that come out of the meat. Omar Rava, what do you mean the shumna? I mean, if you're talking about the shumna, then that's real eating. That's food. I mean, once it comes out, it just coagulates as fat. I mean, so why in the world do I need a ribuy for that? That's food. Even if there wouldn't be meat with it, if you want to, you happen to enjoy eating fat, so then it itself would be tamei to myself. You're telling me it. Even that's mitzarev. What does that have to do with being mitzarev? It's food. You're saying it's shumna. It's literally food. So I don't need anything. It's part of the meat. Ella, what Abaya holds is that it's talking about, actually, it's chala de korish. What it's referring to is the gel-like, some have the girsa chola, meaning the sour-like pieces that that have become gelled. But it could be that it's chalav, meaning it's the lashon of the fat exudants, which are lamaisa liquid. They're not real pieces of fat that melt. But what happens is that when you heat the meat, these liquids come out.
Natural juices?
Natural juices, but they gel. The difference is that they gel. They're not complete. They don't remain liquid at room temperature.
Imagine what they do to your eyes.
They gel when it's cold. Yeah. So they gel when it's cold. So that gel, that's the reason it's usher. So then I understand. What are you saying, gel? Why do they have to gel? What's the value of courage? Meyer courage. Is it because you hold that something that is liquid that comes out of meat, if it doesn't gel, then you're not chayev on liquids? Is that what you hold? But that's not true, because kilo korish nami. Didn't Reish Lakish say that if you have a vegetable and you have some of the juice that comes out of the vegetable, very often the salad fills up with juice, not that you used any water or anything, but that the vegetable itself exudes sear. So that sear, which is on top of the veggie, if you're eating on Yom Kippur, that juice can be added to the sheer of the kotevet on Yom Kippur to be mechayev. So obviously that means that even liquid that is exuded is considered to be part of the actual thing. And so the same thing you should say over here, if you have liquid that comes from the meat, it doesn't say anything about gelling over there. Why did he need it to be gelled? Ah, come on, says the Gemara over there. Yom Kippur doesn't have anything to do with eating. There's no iser of eating on Yom Kippur. There's an iser of nefesh asher lo tu'uneh. So the point is, something that makes you feel better. It's miyat ve'daita. That's the issue of Yom Kippur. So what do you care whether it has a din of ochlin technically? That isn't the point. It's added because it's miyat ve'daita. Hotam ishamitu ve'daitu. Whatever it is, becholdo, it's miyat ve'daita. So obviously, it's a different standard. Over here, we're talking about siruf to a din of eichlin. What does that have to do whether it's miyash of your das going to bring me a raya from Yom Kippur? So over here, it's mitzarev dafka because it's korish. But if it's not korish, it's not considered to be part of the food. You can't bring me a raya from the case of the yard.
Because we say ochlin and mishnah don't make sarfen.
Yes. In other words, don't try to answer me that a Yom Kippur really doesn't matter. I mean, so what if that? What if it's just water and it's not part of the yard? That's not the point. You can't be mitzarev water and food on Yom Kippur. So ochlin and mashkin, they're different shiurim. So it's got to be that we're actually calling it part of the achila. The Gemara is pointing out, but achila isn't defined the same way on Yom Kippur as it is everywhere else. What's that? Yes. In other words, if you half eat and half drink, it's not miyashiv daito. That's what the Gemara says in Yuma. You can't be mitzarev half and half. It's pashut not miyat ve'hach, not miyat ve'daito. All right. Masha'enka, when it comes to tzira gabe ayerek, that's not called shtia. Over there, it's part of the yituvei hadat. So this is all in yonim that the Rabbana defined as being the shir gabe yom kippur. Okay, continuing on by Kippa. Now, we know that Kippa, in general, we had a lot of issues of Kippa, not referring to the dinim that are technically called Eichlim, but we had the dinim of the Kippa as far as the Tam Ke'ikar issues and the whether we look at the Bittul to include even the Rotev and the Kippa, which obviously is a different thing. I mean, over there you could use the Kedera itself for being Mavat. So Kippa generally means gravy, which contains a mixture of little pieces of meat that have settled to the bottom that are mixed with fat and with the various spices and the ketchup or whatever you put in there that gets thick on the bottom.
How's the difference, sorry, than the Rotev?
The Rotev is just a liquid juice. The same way that you don't serve Rotev, you serve gravy in the gravy dish. You don't serve Rotev in the gravy dish. The gravy dish is thick. No, it's thick. And it's
man-made.
It's made out of meat.
The natural juice.
The juices you don't serve on the table. So the Kippa, in this case, is that the same thing that we usually define Kippa as, which includes really a solid amount of meat, just tiny little particles of meat? Omar Rabba, yeah, I mean, Kippa's firma, you know, that's gravy. Omar Abai, how could it be gravy here? Because if it's gravy, gravy is food. I mean, so, you know, people make a sandwich with gravy. Well, not rich people, but, you know, poor people do very well with the bacon sandwich. I mean, that's real food. I don't understand why we would need to say that, well, if you have food, it's mitzarif, but there's nothing to do with being mitzarif. Who wants for you? Time to mess our clothes. This is pure food. Why would we need it to be mitzarif? Elam Rav Papa, I say, here what we're talking about, Kippa, is we're talking about tavlin. We're talking about the spices. Now, nobody eats raw spices. So we're going to chew on a black pepper. But if the spice is part of the food, that's what we're saying, so then it's mitzvah. Now that makes a lot of sense. Something that in and of itself is not a food, that would be considered in that form to be an actual eichlin, but it's obviously mitzvah together with food, because at that point it really forms part of what you are eating. Now, it's not that tam. Hikba et adam v'achalom. This entire discussion with the question of gel and sear and so on leads to a more fundamental question. And that is, we define not only foodstuffs, but we define the act. There's an act of eating. Sometimes it's lo tochal. Now, an act of eating is not an act of drinking. I mean, when the Torah asks for something which is a solid and it says not to eat it, and over there, the shear is in terms of solids. I mean, other times it may be an iser of drinking something. Don't drink takravazav adiskechavim in terms of yayin. What about blood? I mean, so is it limited to the normal way in which the act of achila, the act of shtiyah, is achieved? In other words, let's say you gel blood. You make a blood pudding, you know, very, very popular in England. So you make a blood pudding. The Maasai like that kind of stuff. So you make it, the English always, you know, look up to that manliness. So you make a blood pudding. Or, and you eat it. Or you take fats, and you melt the fats, you drink it. It's great for your arteries. We thought it was only modern technology that figured out how they can give you pure fat in liquid form to make sure that you really get a good salt.
Ice cube, that's
the way. Nice. Look at me, which thing. So what would be the din? It's a bishle mehikvah. So it says over there, you're chayiv, in either way. Now, I understand that if you gel blood into a pudding, that itself has turned it into an eichlin. Because when you went ahead and did that, you were akshuve akshuve. Remember that you can use your mind to turn something into a foodstuff into a particular way that we saw before. That we have a makshava that's ma'anya ba'ochlin in various ways. But I don't understand. I mean, doesn't the Torah specifically use the word achila? I mean, by dam it uses the word achila. So now the only question is this a normal way of eating dam? Yes, it is, because I was ma'ashim. But if I take chalev, the Torah specifically uses the word ochel by chalev, called ochel chalev. So, why is drinking something called eating? I mean, eating has a definition. Is this included in eating? Omer Reish Lakish, yes, because it also says v'nichrata ha-nefesh. The concept of nefesh is the idea of ityuv edaita to some extent. For instance, as Rashi points out, Avram Avinu tells the Bnei Chet, im yesh et nafshotechem, im yesh et nafshotechem legbor, et meti, what does that have to do with your nefesh? So if you use the word nefesh, means if it will give you a sense of satisfaction and you're happy to allow me to bury my wife in your land. So you see that you use the word nefesh literally as something that gives you a sense of fulfillment, pleasure. So if that's the case, then Materia is incorporating the idea of the consumption rather than the actual act of achila, right? So that's beautiful. So it means that you are getting some internal satisfaction. That is sufficient, therefore, to expand the idea of achila even into a liquid fat. Tanya nami gabi chametz kai gavna, imcho ugimao, im chametzu. So this is item number one. Chelev that has become liquid is still considered to be an achila because of nefesh. Item number two, it's important for us to keep track because we're going to have a lot of places where this is true, and we want to know why we can't derive one from the other, and so let's keep in mind what we've done so far. So we've shown that chelev is considered to be liquid form, is considered to be achila. Same thing is true about chametz. It says that if you take chametz on Pesach and you melt it down, so there, the idea over there is that if it's chametz, so then it's still chametz, and it's considered to be a chayachiv, of course. If it's matzah, you're not going to be yotze. With liquid matzah, you're not yotze. So, this is very serious stuff. There's people who look, you just can't get it down. So you figure you'll mix it into a liquid. They have problems with swallowing and so on. So you'd think that if I have liquefied matzah, so I ate it. It says over there, you're not going to be yotze. I understand, bishlama im matzah, he ain't adam yotze b'yanechavot b'pesach. I understand that liquefied matzah is not lechem. And the chiva is lechem only. You can't call that lechem. It's a different problem. But so that omer achmon, if I have lechem only, you can't call this lechem only. But you're telling me if it's chametz, then you take a challah on Pesach that was left over from the Shabbos before Pesach, and you figure, okay, we'll liquefy it, then it's okay. No, there you're chayav. But why are you chayav? The Torah uses the word achila, the tochal chametz. So if you don't eat it, you drink it, then why are you chayav? So there we learn out, Omer Reish Lakish, there to the same thing, Omer Akra Nefesh. It says the same thing by chametz, that there's a din of a nichrata ha-nefesh, and we learn out that same idea, that nefesh expands it into meaning korat ruah, a sense of satisfaction. So it expands on the din of achila, and is maraba the shoteh, as well as somebody who drinks. Now, a third issue, chelev chometz, and now a nivlat of tahor. Okay, so you take a nivlat of tahor, and you melt it down into, Rashi says this is a fondue, you know. He says it in the French. We call this fondue. And you melt it down in a on your stovetop, you know. So then the din is that is, if you eat that, it's going to be metameh. But if you leave it out in the sun for one of these really natural melted birds and you eat that, then it's not going to be metameh. And there too, he has the same question. It says beferish achila when it by nivlat of tahor. It says kol anefesh asher tochal nivela. So why in the world is drinking a melted down bird? This is what your mother used to give you, on except it wasn't a nivela, obviously. But this is what she gave you for Shabbos. You know, since they're melting the schmaltz gewaldig, you know. So this gives you a long life, as every Jewish mother knew.
And he gives
about an answer. So nefesh answered Reish Lakish over there also. Since it says, obviously there's no chorus over there, but over here the nefesh is called nefesh asher tochal nevela. Interesting. So what do we call nefesh? We just say kol ochal nevela. So kol nefesh expands the din of the achila to be marva even somebody who drinks. So you'll say, ah, so if that's the case, what's wrong with sun-bathed fondue? Bechama nami, ah, come off it, man. Bechama, it stinks to high heaven. That's not even edible. That's a sruchi asruchi. If a guy wants that, it's butler daite. So, you know, I mean, maybe a Frenchman, but certainly it's not going to be it. Normal people, it's not considered to be it. Now, the three. We have three cases now. Doesn't we have three separate cases? Each one of them we're being marba for the same reason. So we're being marba chela because of nefesh. V'nichrata nefesh. We're being marba chometz because of nichrata nefesh. V'chi, and we're being marba nivlasa of because of nefesh asher tochal. Why do we need three dinim in the Torah? Tell me exactly the same halacha. We could have learned any one from any other. No? No, absolutely not. Tzricha. Let me explain to you why. Let's say the Torah would have said chelev, okay? You'll say, so melted chometz would be no different than chelev. That's not true. I couldn't derive chometz from chelev. Chometz lo atimine. Because remember that the din of chelev is much more chomer than chometz because chelev never had a shata kosher. Basheka, where there is a shata kosher, maybe the Torah was not so much, but okay, something was kosher yesterday. Becomes osirti today. No, ad kedei kach, we should osir even in drinking. Maybe not. Okay, says, but couldn't I learn Nevela from it? No, I could not. Nevela lo ati. Minei, I'd say, what do you mean? Chelev is a very chomer iser. It's an onish chorus. There's no chorus in eating a Nevela. I need Nevela. This is talking about the Nivlata Of, what kind of chorus? So maybe there's not makbid on melted. And I'd say, that already is not considered to be food. So therefore, Nevela lo ati. Okay, so let's see. What about the other way? Let's say the Torah would have said that then in the Vela, melted the Vela. So couldn't I learn out melted the Vela from there to Chelev? It's Kavah Chemer. Wow, Chelev. Chelev is an Isser Kores Koshike. No? No. Because I would have said, Nevela is more Chomer than both Chometz and the Chometz, and the Chelev, because Nevela is Matana. So that's a whole different thing. Maybe things that are Matana, the Torah is Makban on any form of it. So that's nothing, okay? So we couldn't have learned out anything out of the veil. So therefore, I'd say like this. Did I finish the chelev? Did I skip? I'm worried I skipped maybe a piece.
I got that.
It could be I skipped a piece. Let's just say again. Ikat avachmana chometz, I couldn't learn out chelev because, yeah, I skipped a piece. If the Torah had written chometz, so then I wouldn't have been able to learn out chelev because the case over there is that it's Hutter Michlola. Chometz was never Hutter Michlola. There is, we'll see what that is, the one's going to examine it later, but the Chelev of a Chaya is completely kosher. And we don't find an equivalent thing that there's an area where Chometz is kosher. So I can't learn out Chelev because Chelev is not a Chomer. After all, it's Chometz was never Hutter Michlola. Why can't I learn out Nevela from it? Because obviously, I mean, there's makbid on chometz with an Isser Karet. I'm not going to learn out Nevela, which is just an Isser Lav. Okay, sorry. So now continue to where we had started. I can't learn anything out of Nevela because the Nevela is Matana. So, all right, fine. You can't learn out any one from any other one. I understand that. But why couldn't I learn out one from two? So couldn't I learn out one from the other two? Well, let's try. Which one would you like to learn out? All right, let's start with Nevela. Don't write Nevela, okay? Let me learn out Nevela from Chometz and Chelev. So no, come on. Chometz and Chelev are both an Isser Karet. So how can you learn out Nevela, which is Isser Kal? Maybe the Torah is not makbid on liquefied Nevela. No good, okay. Let's try the other one. Let the Torah not write chometz, and let me derive chometz out of Nevela and Chelev. No, because chometz is kal from either of them, because it had a shat hakosher. Mashenke and the other two, lo etalem shat hakosher. Okay, so then what if it wouldn't have written Chelev? Lo etalem shat hakosher. Couldn't I learn out Chelev from Nevela and chometz? No, because Mala Allah Shekein Lohutar Mikhlalan. Remember that Chelev is very kal. It's got a heter in one place, and none of the other ones have a heter. So Chelev is Uter Mikhlalo. When you say Chelev is Uter Mikhlalo, what do you mean? My Niyu, do you mean that we're allowed to use Chelev on the Mizbeach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Korbanos? Is that what you mean? You see, you say the same thing for Nevela. You can use a Nevela for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Karbonis. Where? Nivlat HaOf. That's what it's talking about. When you do Malika on an Oaf, is that a kosher Shechita? No. And nonetheless, we use that Malika on the Mizbeach, right? So you could say, oh, so Nevela is Ruta Miklala. So here I am. I take my finger, put it to the back of a bird. It's a Nevela. In the base of English, that's perfectly fine. And it's not only fine, that's what the mitzvah is. And over here, it may be, therefore, I should be make a letter because we find places where it's kosher. Is that what you mean? Because then it's exactly the same. The Chel of Behema and the Nevela of the Oaf. Malikat Oaf Legavoa. No, we mean that Chelev of a Chaya is kosher for anybody. That's what we mean. Where do you find an Nevela would be kosher for anybody? Chelev, a Chaya, is what we're referring to. To a normal guy, not the base. I mean, there's nothing. Go ahead, Joe. Wait a minute. I mean, you have exactly the same thing by Nevela. Let's say you do Malika. So then the Kohen can eat that Malika. It's not Nagia, the fact that it's on the Mizbeach. The Kohen goes ahead now and eats Echatas Ha'of, goes to the Kohanim, and it's a Nevela. So you see the Nevela is Zutta Mechlala. No. Because, look, Chelev Chaya is Hutar for anybody. The Nevela is not Hutar for anybody, even for the Kohen. It's only Hutar for the Beis HaMikdash. You'll have what you mean, but I can't even eat it. The Kokashim or Kohanim are not, it's not that they were given the Vela to eat. It's that they participate on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shulchan. So Be'etzim, it's only Hutter for Gavoa, it's never Hutter for Edya. Therefore, we cannot say that, well, the Vela is also Hutter. It's not Hutter in these circumstances at all. Now, how about, there's another thing that borders on this same issue, which is the liquid elements of an Isser that the Torah gave us. So far, we've only discussed three things. We've discussed Nivlas Ha'eif, and we've discussed Chametz, we've discussed Chelev. But remember that we have a general rule that we derive from the Pasuk Hatmeim, that comes to tell us that any Isser at all will include its juice, its natural juices, its seer. I mean, so how come over there it would include seer? Why would it include seer? And rotev, kippah shalem. I mean, so we're learning that all out from another pasuk yet, right? So this is now the fourth inyan that we've learned. Elo atzmeim lachem. So this is what's referring to shratzim that are tmeim. Ha tmeim, to include the seer of shratzim. That's a fourth issue. Can't I learn this fourth issue out of the chelev, or out of the chometz, or out of the vela, or out of a combination? I mean, why do I need the pasuk atzmeim anymore? So what do I need it for? Ligmar mihani? No, I need the fourth one also. Because iloka tav rachmana, let's say the Torah wouldn't have told us the din by shratzim. So I would have said, okay, fine, I'm going to learn out of chelev, chometz, the vela, and so on, right? But what is the din about achila of all of these liquefied cases? Well, you need to have a kezayit. So if I'm going to learn out to be the seer of a sheretz, it would only be that I have kezayit. I would say adi ika kezayit, which is not true, because when it comes to shratzim, we have a special limud that teaches us. We take the minimal size sheretz, which is the first stage of growth, which is kadasha. So we don't need over here a kezayit. And I need, therefore, to know that seer, even without a kezayit, would be chayav. That's a big kirush. So if that's the case, let it say the sheretz, and we'll learn out chelev and chametz and the nivlas ha'eif, let's learn it out from there. No, but that's the point, because the din over there is you don't have a shear of a kezayit. This is our question, what it means literally. B'mashu, what it means kadash, as Gemara discusses in other places. But in any event, it clearly doesn't require a kezayit, and that may be the reason that the Torah is so makpit to atzav etzirah. Maybe on other Yisurim, where the Yisur is only a shir of a kezayit, or maybe in a chinani, the Torah is not makpit on a liquid form. Okay, and what about this brayta? Hatevel, v'hachadash, v'hahegdesh, v'hashevi'it, v'hakil'ayim. See, we have all kinds of other Yisurim The din is that kulam mashkin hayotze mehem kimotan. So now you've got an orange that is tevel, or you've got maybe a grape that's kilayim, or something you made egdesh, or you've got maybe some chodash grains and they have mashkin. They also have a din of achila. Where do you get that from? So I know what you're going to talk about. What do you mean? We've got four sources. I mean, surely we can figure out how to include everything else if we're given chalev and chometz and nevela and sheretz. Out of all of those, we can certainly derive these tevel, chodash, egdesh, shvizah, kelayim, no? So I'll learn out from the other. Nah, I knew you were going to say that. Chitema ligma meyana, to try to tell me, we'll learn it out of the other four. It's not true. Because the other four are all given isurim. It doesn't require the intervention of a human to create that isur. So malana shekin isur haba me'elav. Okay, so fine. Shvi is had to stay away. Karam, whatever you want. But how would you learn hegdash? Hegdash is entirely a function of what you call it. So because I called it hegdash, therefore now I should also be chayev on the mashkin. I mean, maybe only things that are real, that are defined by God, not that are defined by me. I mean, Hegdash, I could even go and be shayel on my Hegdash, and it would be a toast, according to some shittas, right? So, I mean, what kind of Isser is that? That's a dover, that's a kula. So therefore, okay, those things which are Isser Abba Me'elav, I'm willing to go along with, but what about Hegdash, to love Isser Abba Me'elav U'minola? That's no problem. I can learn that part out of Bikurim, because Bikurim also requires you to decide, okay, this is my Bikurim. You say, I raise a Bikurim, I tie the thing around it. But so if Bikurim is a given, we're going to ask in a moment, where do we know Bikurim? But if Bikurim is a given, some of them, I can learn how to Hegdash from Bikurim, because Bikurim is a form of Hegdash. And how do I know Bikurim? Bikurim gufayu minola. To Tani Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, when the Torah talks about Mireshit ko pri ha'adamah, it means pri. Priyatam, baby. You cannot bring anything but the actual fruit. You cannot bring the juices of the fruit. So, i'ata mevi mashke. Now, how about if first you were mevi anavim as a pri? So, you took priyadama. Now, you come and you crush those anavim and you make grape juice out of it. Can I now, because over there I brought the priyadama, so now am I going to be yotze when I put them down over here by the Mizbeach? And is it kosher if it's wine?
When did you do this?
Okay. After I was mevi it. It's a tremendous machlokes over here about whether this is unique to having already brought it, or whether it doesn't mean that specifically. Many different shitas in the Rishonim, shitas about what the shitas in the Rishonim are in the Rambam. But let's just take it kipshuta. So if I initially bring it as anavim, and now I'm darchan right there, how do I know that that would still be yotze minayim? Talmud lomar, tavi mi'artzecha. You could have just said, asher mi'artzecha. This is tavi mi'artzecha. I was maybe, that's enough. Now I'm bringing also the liquid. That's sufficient once it's already been brought.
That's how we know liquid.
Yeah. That's how we know Bikurim. So now that we know Bikurim, I'll learn out Hegdash. Well, how can I learn that Hegdash for Bikurim? Ikal Bifrach Bikurim. Bikurim is very chomer. I mean, Ma'ala Bikurim, Shketuim Kriya, Vanachas, all kinds of special dinim on Bikurim that we never saw anywhere else. I mean, you have to say the whole Parsha of Arami Ovedavi, and you have to put it down in front of the Mizbeach. There's a whole series of special mitzvahs that are Nogea Bikurim, are not Nogea Hegdash. Maybe that's why the Torah viewed their liquid as being an extension of the pre, but maybe by Hegdash not. So that's not going to be good enough. Oh, you're right. Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll learn out Hegdash from Truma. Okay, now how do we know Truma? Truma gufaminola. Well, we know Truma because Truma actually has a pasuk that's makish Truma to Bikurim. So if there's a pasuk that's makish Truma to Bikurim, you can no longer ask, how do I know? And to start making the differences, because Truma is actually itkush le Bikurim. It's put together in the same pasuk as Bikurim, because when we add the Trumat Yadecha after mentioning everything else, the Ma'asar, the Ganchavet, and so on, the Trumat Yadecha, what does the Trumat Yadecha add? Trumat Yadecha is referring to Bikurim. huh, well, I mean, that's all very nice, but how can you learn out Kutchin from Truma? Truma is more karmic than Kutchin. Truma, after all, if a czar eats Truma, he's chayav Misa. If he eats Peshogeg, he has to add a Chomesh. I mean, these are special halakhas in Truma. It has to be out of Truma that he adds it. Oy vavoy, you're right. But how about if we put Truma and Bikurim together? Let's put Truma and Bikurim together, and we'll have Gomer Mitavayo, Mitruma Ubikurim. And then, between Truma and Bikurim, we'll learn a Hekesh. Because if you tell me, well, you know, Truma is Chayav, you're Chayav Misa, yeah, what's your answer going to be? Bikurim is also called Truma, you're also Chayav Misa. And therefore, I'm going to tell you, Mala Truma and Bikurim are both Chayav and Olayim Misa v'chomish. That's not going to help you. You can't make a Ma'atzah that's going to add Hekesh, because the Ma'atzah isn't you have this one. Okay, but wait a minute. We could take Truma, and we could use one of the givens that we had before, Nivlas HaYiftar, or maybe Chomez V'Pesach, or maybe Chalev. I don't know. I mean, between the two of them, we should be able to do okay for ourselves, no? So let's put together Truma and one of the above, or Bikurim and one of the above. And what we get out of it, what are we going to say? Zara's Chayav Nisa, what, by a Sheret? Of course not. Oh, Sheret's Bekadasha, the Truma's not Bekadasha. We'll make the Zara Shabashabah, and that the liquid Torah Asimathila, the liquid is also, so too by Hekdesh. So let me ask you, how about the following Mishnah out of Trumas? Otitznan, Dvash Timarim. So there we have, what do they call that today?
Silan.
Silan. No. So we have Silan, or we have apple juice. Yeah, probably. Or we have chometz apple cider. We have chometz sitvaniyot, which is a wine vinegar, but it's made out of not wine but out of grapes that never really are going to ripe. The only thing you get out of it is a chometz. And for that matter, shar minei perot, anything at all. We have or shar mei perot, I should say, of truma. So Rabbi Eliezer is Machayev Karen V'chaymesh on eating it, and Rabbi Yeshua says, you're potter. So now, what is that all about? In other words, why, if we're going to be learning out Truma, so why aren't we learning it out to all types of Truma? I mean, why should we make this distinction? What are they arguing about? Am I pleading? They're arguing about, what does the Hekesh to Bikurim teach us? That's what they're arguing about. So the question is, Bedon mina umina, Bedon mina v'ukibat rakam. If you remember the famous machlokas that we've had so many times, where when the Torah tells you to learn something out, does it apply all of the dinim from where you're learning it out from, which is don mina umina, or does it apply the basic yesod, but then it has to be translated into the context to which it's being learned? V'ukibat rakam, yes. Over here, put it into its context, the context of Truma itself. How does that? It's like this. Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you're chayef karen v'chomesh on all of these things, he holds don mina umina. Give it all of the dinim. Look, by Bikurim we say... Ma Bikurim Mashkin Ayotzimem Kimota. Look, what do we learn from Bikurim? Bikurim we bring from all the Shivat HaMinim. And all of the Mashkin Ayotzimem are going to be Kimotan. So, therefore, by Truma also, Af Truma, Mashkin Ayotzimem Kimotan. And learn not from Bikurim, just like Bikurim, it's everything. So, by Truma also, it's everything, even though Lamaisa, we don't really have the same din of John. Rashi learns that the don mino mina is obviously a borrowed term because we don't really have a chiev of truma on all of these things. It's a derabbana. All that we're saying is that since if it were a diaraita, we would apply the concept of don mina umina. So by here, it's a derabbana. We use it in the same way. If the rabbana created a truma of on tapuchim or on tamarim or whatever you want to say, there's a derabbana truma on. So then it will follow the same rules of the Bikurim.
It has nothing to do. If you want to fall, go out. But if you need to,
if you're ready to shoot, the only one who has a gun is Richie. and he doesn't want to sit in jail.
That's not entirely true.
Well, we have two guns in the
room.
Three guns in the room. Guys, we could pick them off easily. There's no problem. I mean, we don't need to shoot to kill. We don't shoot the drums, shoot the trumpet, shoot the chauffeur. I mean, this is really a test of your marksmanship. Look at it. Look at it as fun.
Huh?
I was told if you eat truma derabanan, they put you in a cell with these guys until you completely lose your mind and you'll learn never to do it again. It's a disaster. No, of course not. Okay, Tosfos learns that it's lobbed up. Because Truma's Dagon is the Oraita. And we could be learning out the Truma's Dagon element from here. Okay, but in any event, it means that in the same way that Bikurim, it refers to the liquefaction of any of the medium of the Bikurim, so we're going to apply it to Truma also, and even if it's liquefied, it's considered to be Achila. Okay, this is Rebbe Eliezer. So even Charmin, who was Rabbi Yeshua, says, no, wait a minute. I can learn it out from Bikurim. And just like Bikurim, Mashkanei Yotzimim is Kimotam, I agree, of course, that's the limud. Av Truma, Mashkanei Yotzimim Kimotam. However, now let us place that limud into the context of Truma itself, Ukibatra. So now what are we going to do? We're going to take the limud, and we're going to say, what Mashkin do we have there at Kodesh B'Truma? Dafka, Tirosh, V'Yitzhar. Nothing else. That's what's mentioned in Truma. So it's got to be grapes and olives. So that means, in other words, wine and oil. Yes, wine and oil, absolutely. Well, where do you get all this other stuff from? Yain tapuchim, dvash tamarim, chametz tzitzoniot, all of those things. I don't see how you can learn that out of Bikurim. Midiachrin lo. So memela, I'm going to say there for the limud that I learned out of Bikurim, even though by Bikurim maybe it was referring to pomegranate juice. But it can't be referring to that by Truma. It means Tirosh V'Yitzar in Midiach Rinilo. Okay, what about this Mishnah, another Mishnah in Truma? I thought it's not. In maybe in Bikurim Mashke Ela Yotzi Minazetim Minanavim. How about this? The Bikurim itself can only be brought as Mashke if it's the Bikurim of Zetim Minanavim. Where does that come from? Ah, that is brilliant. That comes learning Bikurim out of Truma. That's the point. And that's going on leave the Rabbi Yeshua, who holds Don Minav Uki Batra. He learns out Bikurim from Truma. So Memela, we would say, okay, what have we learned out? That's what we learned out. Vahod Itznan, Ains of Imitar, Ba'im Mishum Orla, Ela Ala Yotze Min HaZetimu Min HaNavim. How do we know that Orla, you'd only be Chayev on the liquid of Orla if it comes from liquefied olives, which we call oil, and liquefied grapes, which we call wine. Who's that going according to? That's also Rabbi Yeshua. Domer dom minavu kibatra, and the Gomala first Bikurim v'truma, and then we make the limud of the word pri, which is gzeira shava. We learn out from Orla out of Bikurim because in both of them it uses a lotion of pri. Harotev. What is rotev? Amar Rava Shumna. Shumna. Shumna Atzma should be metamet to mezorchum. What do you need syrup for? Ela, what I say it is it's chelev chala de korish. My ira korish, the low korish nami. After all, doesn't Rish Lakish say that legabi yom kippur tzir shagabi yarek is mitstarfim lekotevet yom kippurim? No, that's because of itu veidaiteu. Over there, whatever's miyat v'daita is mitzdarev, so becholdu miyat v'daita, but all kach v'shu mitzdarufeyu. I korish mitzdarev, I lo korish lo mitzdarev, akipa, my kipa. Omar Rava means what it always means, you know, firma, omar le abaya, firma. Who asked me a time to myself? El omar papa, it means tavlin. Tznan hata, hikpa et adam v'yachalo, shimcha, tachela, v'gema ocha, yavse b'shne, mikva et adam, okay. And over there it says achila. You are akvi. You say it's not normal. Achshavei, achshavei. But imcha tachela v'gumao. I mean, how is that achila? Halav achila. Omer shlok shamakro nefesh. In terms of the karet, v'nichla nefesh is l'rabot et hashote. Tanina megavi chometz kai gavna. Himcha hu u'gumao. So if it was chala, zechiv of kores. If it's matzah, you're not going to be yotze. Yedei Chovot of a Pesach. That last piece I understand. B'shem Amatzian Adam Yatzeba Yedei Chovot of a Pesach. I mean, this says Lechem Oini. I love Lechem Oini. But Chometz Yonish Kores. I mean, it says go Ochel Chometz. Where's the Ochel Chometz? Omer Eish Lokesh Amakra Nefesh V'nichruta Nefesh L'rabot Et HaShoteh, because it's Ritzoy HaNefesh. Tanya Nabi Gabi Nivlat Of Tor Kagavna Himcho Be'or, then it's Tamei. But if Himchu Be'chaman eats it, it's Tor. Vavino Ba, how could it be Tamei? The only way it's B'tamei is through Achila, and you never ate it, so Achila K'tiva Be'i. Omer Eish Lokesh Amakra Nefesh, here to the Nefesh V'chol Nefesh Asher Tochal Nevela is Marba, even the Shoteh. So why not from the melted Chama as well? Now that stinks, man. I couldn't derive Chometz from Chelev because Lo Haitalor Sha'at HaKosher. So Chometz is Kal. And I wouldn't be able to learn a Vela because, I mean, a Vela is no Chiev of Kores. How can I learn out of something Chomer like Chelev? I can't learn out Chelev because, after all, I mean, Chometz was never Hutter Mechlolo. I can't learn out Nevela because, gosh, I mean, Chometz is an Onish Kores. Nevela is not. I can't learn anything out of Nevela because the Nevela is Metame. Okay, you can't learn out Chodem Echarta. Tete Chodem Echarta. Okay, which one? I tete. Lo Lichle Rachman and Nevela. Derive Nevela from there? Absolutely not. The two other ones of Chometz and Chelev and Chayev Kores. Where the Nevela is it? Lo Lichle Rachman and Chometz and Tese Banach? No, because Mala Anach, none of them had a Shat HaKosher. So how are you going to be able to learn out the Isser of Chometz? Lo Lichtov Achmona Bechelev Etayti Mehanech Malanach Shken Lo Huter Mechlolens. I can learn anything out from something which was Huter Mechlolens. Toma Bechelev, I mean Chelev, which is Huter Mechlolens. You'll never be able to learn out from it. By the way, what do you mean when it's Huter Mechlolens? Mind you, Ilema, you talk about Chelev Eimel Gavoa. I mean, then you could say the same thing about a Nevela, because a Nevela Nami Yishter Malikat Sof LeGavoa. So, as far as Gavoa is concerned, it's the same. Yeah, no, I mean Chelev Chayel Ediot. You could say that you could eat a Nevela for Head Yod also. If you do Malika, Bechatasov, give it to the Kohanim, and it's kosher Head Yod. Obviously, in this case, doesn't mean Head Yod, meaning a Zar. Head Yod means for non-purposes of the Beit HaMikdash, not the Mizbeach. No, not true. The truth is that Chelev is kosher for Head Yod, and Nevela isn't. Ah, you're telling me, what do you mean, Kohanim? No, the Kohanim are actually part of the Beit HaMikdash. Meshulim Gavoa Kazor. What do we need it for? Why can't we learn it out of the given three? So, Ligmar Mehani, no, because Ilo Kazrachman over here, Hatzmeim, I would have said, you're right, I can learn it out of those three. But just like all of the given cases above, Chometz, Chelev, Nevelas, Adi Ika Kezayit, Afachaname Ika Kezayit, and that's not true by Sheretz, because Kadash is sufficient. So then why not just Victor Rachman Bishwatsim Late Tayara Puligminayo? Shum Vikalamifram Al Shratzim came to Matan Bamashu. Now what about the bright and says Tevo, Chodosh, Hegish, Viz, Kalayim, everything has Mashkinets Mikvatamminala? Vhi Tema, I'm gonna derive it from everything that I know above all four cases. Not true, because all of those four cases, Chometz and Chelev and Nevela and Sheretz are all Yisrael Bami Elav. So yes, I can learn out Teva, Choda, Shvius, Kelayim, but how in the world am I going to learn out Egdash, which is a lav Yisrael Bami Elav Minolan, Gamrina Bikurim? And how do I know Bikurim? The Tanur of Yosef, when it says Priyat Abereshis called Priyat Abevi Atabevi Bashke. How about if Lamaisi you were brought the Anavim and then you crushed them into wine right there and then? And you're derech len minayin that you're going to be yotzi tam and lomer tavi. So you see that even the mashkin yotzi. Ah, but how can I learn out hekdesh from bikurim? Mala bikurim, shketun a kriyam anacha. Okay, fine, I'll learn out from truma. And truma, how do you know minola? Well, truma is ishkishul bikurim, the fairish. Demarmar trumat yadecha. Elo bikurim. Okay, but how can I learn out hekdesh from truma? Mala truma shkechayavan ala mita vachomesh. Okay, but I'll put together truma and bikurim. So, you'll gain anything. Sorry. Okay, put together either Truma and one of the above four, or Bikurim and one of the above four. Fine, okay, that's enough. All right, what about this? Hodetanan dvash, tamarim, v'yein, tapuchim, chomet, zitvonio, charmine, or charme, peirocho, Truma, Rebbe Eliezer's b'chayev, karen, v'chomet, Rebbe Yishua, poter, b'may, kamif, l'gay. Now, there they're arguing a domino, mina, domino, v'kibat, rakim, Rebbe Eliezer's domino, umina. You're learning it out from Mikurim, right? Okay, so my Bikurim Ashkenetzim Kimotam, Afshuman Ame Ashkenetzim Kimotam, is it? And it's said as Bikurim. Just like Bikurim includes Afilu Sharmashkin, Chachuman Ami should include even other things. Sharmashkin, Rabbi Yeshua said, nah, come on, don't mean no. Bikurim, yes, Mashkenetzim Kimotam, Afshuman Ashkenetzim Kimotam. But where do you have Mashkin? By Truba. Tirosh V'Yitzar. So you have to put it into Batra. Mambashkin Kedoshim B'Truba. The Tirosh V'Yitzar, that's only Nani, Miriach Rinin Lo. Af Mashkin Yotzim Yem Kemotan is only Tirosh V'Yitzar in Miriach Rinin Lo. But it's not. In Mevim Pikurin Bash, Kele Yotzim Min HaZetim En HaNovi Moni, that's Rabbi Yeshua. He says, Domi Novu Kibatra, Goma Lola Bikurin Mitruma. V'od it's not, Ein Sof Dinat Arba'im Mishum Orla Elal Yotzim Min HaZetim En HaNovi. Who's that? That's Rabbi Yeshua. He did too. He's Domino Bukibatra, Gomala Bikurim Mitruma. Once I know that, then I can learn out Orla from Bikurim, because we have Xerashava of pre mi Bikurim.